starting the solar ecliptic on June Pixler. J-U-N-E, June. J-U-N-E, Pixler, P-I-X-L-E-R, P as in Paul, P-I-X-L-E-R, Pixler. Date of birth is 6/30/1943, date of birth is 8/19/24. Please make copy for, Erica O'Donnell. Erica, E-R-I-C-A, O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L-D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending June Pixler for pulmonary evaluation. Next, hospital and illness. This is an 81-year-old lady who has a prior history of chronic bronchitis and asthma. Has been experiencing cough and wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion for over 6 months. The patient has some arthritis for extremities and she has gained some weight. She has used a Pulmicort inhaler daily. Patient has gained some weight and she does complain of some reflux but no nausea or vomiting. The next paragraph, past history. Past history has included history for COPD and recurrent bronchitis with asthma. She has had a thyroid, partial thyroidectomy for goiter. She also had hyperlipidemia and she had a cholecystectomy in the past and appendectomy. The the patient also has obstructive sleep apnea, but does not use any CPAP mask. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked half to one pack per day for 15 years and quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next, family history. Father, mother died of dementia. Father died of COPD. Next paragraph, med list included Synthroid 88 micrograms daily and bupropion 300 milligrams daily, meloxicam 15 milligrams HS, rosuvastatin 200 milligrams daily and zolpidem 5 milligrams a day, budesonide inhaler 2 puffs daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Denies double vision or cataracts. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has hay fever and asthma. She has shortness of breath with wheezing and cough. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, but has diarrhea. Then it's chest pain or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. There's leg edema and anxiety and depression. And she has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No clubbing, but has leg edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80. Pulses 76, respiration 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 200 pounds. Itchy and abnormal phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucus are injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions with scattered visas throughout both lung, face, thorax, face. Extremity is, heart sounds regular, so no nest, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD with asthma. Number 2, the possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. Number 5 is... next paragraph, impression number 1. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD with asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypothyroidism. Number 3 is exogenous obesity. And number 4 is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete PFT and a CT chest without contrast. Any other interval CT that was done will be requested. She also was advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies. She was given a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPR, and come in for a follow-up approximately, follow-up visit approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this concentration. Copy for Derek D'Souza, D-F-S-O-U-Z-A, Derek D'Souza. Thank you. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O. Thank you. Start this.